KEAOOK Mobile Wear for monitoring. KEAOOK Mobile Wear, clear this frequency. KD8IWS.
KD Darby.
Hello, Mike. KB8RVP, KD8IWS, stationary mobile at the moment. I just thought I'd see if anybody's around. I haven't talked to you in I don't know how long. How you doing?
Doing great. No complaints here. I always got the scanner going. Here's the public service, here's the ham radio, the scanner I've got also picks up the DMR digital radio. So I can pretty much listen to everything that I can pick up around the Fenton area. It works pretty nice. It was a little bit icy, slippery out there this morning, but it looks like everything's melted off now. It's above freezing.
Yeah, are you able to work from home now?
Yeah, I've been working from home for about 3 years now. During COVID, I came home for 1 month, and then I was right back in the office. We were doing a refresh, upgrading 1,200 laptops from Windows 7 to Windows 10. So I was right back in the office. There was a building that normally has like 1,100 people, and then a diplomat there only had about 5 people coming to the office every day, maybe 6 during that time period. But we sent everybody home, and when it was time for their refresh, they'd meet me up in security. I'd grab their old computer, hand them their new computer, and off they'd go. But Diplomat got bought by Optum, so I work for Optum now. The Diplomat building in Flint there at Saginaw and Atherton is Optum now. It's still open. I still have a desk there. I can go into the office if I want, but especially on a morning like today, I work from home.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Yeah, I don't, are you familiar with the Northern Michigan Linked Network? Have you got that programmed into your radio?
Used to get on that. It was on the west side, wasn't it?
Different systems. This is a WACMN network that actually runs from Flint north up into Sheboygan, Petoskey, Mile, and I didn't know if you were familiar with that. When I go up to the to our place up at, west of Gaylord, I go into the Petoskey repeater, which is also linked to the Flint repeater of this system. So I didn't know if you had that programmed in or not.
Well, I know Fred's repeater over in Mount Holly, the 440 side, is linked up to different repeaters. The Fenton repeater is linked all over now, too. This repeater right here is linked into Lapeer, the 6-2 machine, the 3-8 machine in Flint, Saginaw, Bay City, and there's one in Lansing. So we're linked all over right now, just right here where we're talking.
Yep, correct. And then there's, so that's kind of the, I'll call it the central lower link system of the WHCMN network. And then there's also a northern linked system, or network, if you will, that does cover obviously Flint, Saginaw, Mile, Petoskey, Sheboygan, and then they've got a repeater on in Traverse City on Munson Hospital. So, I think if you go on their website, you can find the Flint repeater that's linked to that. And I ought to get you linked up, so I've got somebody from back home that will talk to me when I'm up there. It's not heavily used. I did meet a couple of guys up in the Lewiston area. The last time I was up there was last week, and I had a good chat with them. And one guy was from Southfield, but he had a place up there in Lewiston, so he was familiar with both systems.
During the summer months, I've been helping the guys, trying to get all the repeaters linked site to site instead of having to use cellular connections. They're setting up point-to-point microwave dishes so they can have all the different sites connected. We've got one here to South Fenton, one up at the Flint City bus garage there, right south of 69 and 75. There's one out north of Lapeer. I was out too to help them work on their antenna towers. So lots of work going on.
KD8IWS, stationary mobile. I had met a guy that lives on the south end of Torch Lake, actually. Last time I was up there, and I was going through the Petoskey repeater of the WHCMN network, and he said, I'm very familiar with that repeater because I helped the guys install it. So I've got his call sign written down inside. I don't have it with me, but very cool. All right, well, I'm just arrived home. I took my 16-year-old grandson to a driver's training school. He did his check ride and passed with a good report. So tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., he will be legal to drive by himself. So rode around south end of Lake Fenton with him and the instructor. Got on the freeway, went out to White Lake Road, and then came back in the south side of town and through town and around town and then back to the training center parking lot. So that was a fun time. All right, Mike, good talking with you again. I just went past Harvey's place over in Holly, so I haven't heard him on the air in a long, long time. I hope everything is okay with him.
Yep, Harvey's doing good. He works from home now. Doesn't have to drive to Auburn Hills anymore. His antenna coax going up to his tower got cut. And so he doesn't have any antennas connected right now, so he's been out of commission. He's got a base radio that was a mag mount that he had on top of a power supply that he'll get on once in a while, but no, he's been pretty quiet since that happened. He was pretty bummed about it, too. All right, Kurt, have a good day, 7-3. I remember all about the going through driver's training with our boys. Nice chatting with you. KB8RBP, I'll be clear.
KDA to IWS clear.